Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting
Blindness.
You have
the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live and to move through the world safely and confidently. That's why we offer a variety of programs at no cost to our clients. We match people who are blind or visually impaired in the U.S. and Canada with exceptional guide dogs. Guide Dogs for the Blind also provides a free orientation and mobility immersion program for people interested in learning the skills relevant to guide dog mobility. And our Canine Buddy program matches select dogs who are not suited to be guide dogs to be pets for people who are blind or visually impaired, including children and their families and adults of all ages. All of this is made possible by our generous donors and the help of thousands of incredible volunteers. To learn more about our life-changing mission, please visit GuideDogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No Stopping Us Now is right. No Stopping Us Now. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't forget to listen to the only, and I mean only, commercial radio show in the world for the visually impaired, blind, as well as the sighted community. That's right. All three. The blind, the sighted, and the low vision. That's right. And this is our ninth year, believe it or not. 9 years we were on the radio.
Incredible.
Well, folks, it's trivia time. For those folks that don't know, we do a trivia. We talk, you listen, you talk, we listen. But in trivia time, we play something or do something, and you call in, and if you win, you get a prize. We've been doing this now for going on 9 years. That's right. So this is trivia time, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. This was a big smash hit. Who is singing this song? Who's singing the song?
407-894-1680. Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years. How quick they pass. And all the stars
that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace.
Okay,
of
Chris.
San Jose.
They must recognize that voice by now.
That was a good one.
407-894-1680. New callers first. Who is singing that song? Everybody should know that voice. 407-894-1680. Who was singing it?
Good question. I think someone will probably guess pretty quickly on this one.
Getting crowded in our waiting room. I have all these people that are going to be talking.
I love that.
By the way, folks.
Yeah.
It's like a those party. Folks,
it's a party line.
Those folks have missed tuning in for the first time or they haven't heard many of the shows. We have more than 400 shows we archive. This is a show that we archive when the show's over. Every Sunday night, we archive the show. So all 400, more than 400 shows we archive. That's right. On our blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll say it again, nice and slow. Go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go there. See what's, check us out. On our
400,
webpage.
That's a lot.
More than 400. Yep.
So we have a couple of callers, but I'm waiting to see if we have a new caller like we did before.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's possible.
So who's calling?
We have the people that are always on speed dial.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, who's on? Howie there?
Howie, of course.
Oh, yes.
And Shirley Roberts, Susan Snowbird.
Yep. They had their fingers on the button.
Yeah, remember that commercial?
So Howie's there and Shirley's there. Who else is there?
Oh, Chris, let's give it another minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we do like to give stuff to the new callers, just, you know, just
as well
fun.
As the old callers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of share and share alike. That's
but the truth is we've got some people that are so good at trivia that, I mean, both people that are in line right now are incredible. They're Howie and Shirley are both super good. And I don't know where Sherry is. She's probably giving everybody a chance, but. Sherry Brun, she's pretty excellent,
oldie.
Too.
She's an oldies aficionado.
She's like me.
Aficionado.
Yeah. We like the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's the clock ticking away.
So yeah. David Hillebrand, I'm really excited that the audio, everything worked out really well.
Yes, surprise. Thanks to Chris.
Talk so soon. Talk so fast.
Yeah.
No.
I thanked Chris. And I gave him a little message. I said,
Chris did great.
Good tonight.
There's a Jewish word. It's called kinahara. Yeah, don't give any kinaharas.
But I will say that I'm definitely not a broadcaster. So doing this was certainly
a great job.
Way out of my normal thing. But I'm glad it worked out. And
you know what, Dave? I think Chris would probably take you along on some of his sporting events in the fall, right, Chris?
I need to because you sound great.
Well, I'm hoping that at least I brought the event to everybody, and it's kind of like being there, you know. So that was the idea, anyway.
Okay, so so Chris, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so who was first?
Our good friend, all the way from Oceanside, New York.
Okay, Howie was first, so I know he knows the answer. Oh, okay, Howie, you're up. Howie's up.
Hi, Howie.
Calling Subway.
Dionne Warwick.
You already called Subway to reserve it.
is that your final answer, Howie?
That's my final definite answer.
Okay, you don't need to call. You don't need to phone a friend or anything.
No, not for this one. No.
Okay, so Howie, so who's singing the song?
Dionne Warwick.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it.
Said it.
Oh, what's he? What did he say?
Dionne
Frank
Warwick.
Sinatra. Oh, what did he say? Frank?
No. No.
No,
Dionne.
He said
Dionne Warwick. Oh, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Howie did it again.
Good job, Howie.
Howie did it again.
Going to
Howie
Oceanside,
just won yourself
guys.
A $10 gift card
north.
From Subway.
Heading north to Oceanside, please.
What did he say?
He said he's heading north.
Oh, I thought you are north.
Where are you now, Howie?
Are you in Oceanside, New York now, Howie?
I'll be in Oceanside this week.
Okay. So he'll be at Oceanside.
Gotcha.
So he's a real snowbird. So I have to know, okay, this time of the year it goes to Florida and the other time of the year it goes to Oceanside, New York.
Oceanside is going.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with the man. That's okay, though.
We're busy.
Yes, all right. A man on the move.
Howie, I don't know if you go on Facebook, but you should check out Blind to Beyond Radio Show's Facebook page, and you'll see some really, really cool photos and videos of everything that David was talking about in the first hour.
Howie, you think you've been busy? Take a look at what I've been doing.
That was an interesting hour. That was very interesting. Well done,
I'm
David.
Glad. It was interesting. All right.
Well done.
Thanks for listening, man.
Thanks. Thank you for listening too as well, Howie.
All righty.
Thank you, Howie.
Good night.
All right.
All right. Let's say hi to Shirley real quick.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's say hello to Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi. How are you, Shirley? How are you guys doing?
Great. How's it going with you?
Okay, Dave, you were fantastic. And you know, we saw news coverage on TV with you the other day too.
Oh no. The cat's out of the bag, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Well, cool.
I'm sure you knew you were on the local news here.
Yeah, I was on Orlando. The local NBC affiliate. Hopefully it wasn't too bad anyway.
Yeah, you haven't talked about that yet. That was fantastic.
Well, you know, I try to keep a low profile kind of thing.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm shy.
Well, yeah, I know. It's very obvious.
That is sweet of you to mention it, though. And
you really... You know, you say you're not a broadcaster, but you were made to be one. I'll tell you, you did a fantastic job.
Well, you are awesome to say so, and I appreciate it. That is very sweet. So I had fun doing it. That's
you
for
know,
sure.
I'll just wait for my, you know, for my money later. That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. The check's in the mail. We're writing you up a check right now. So
okay, that'll work. It was worth it then.
Make sure we spell your name correctly on this.
Thanks,
Shirley. Well,
you did. You were absolutely terrific. I was very impressed.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good night.
Thank
you for doing that. We'll have to talk to you more about it in person sometime.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear more about your experience.
That we will, for sure. Thank you.
Okay, well, say hello to your wife, and I wanted to say hello to everybody else, too. So,
All right, you have a good evening. And still stay tuned in because we got some interesting stuff coming right up.
That was
okay,
Shirley
and if
from
any blind
Ohio and Florida.
People have had experience with that Zumo, I'd like to hear
right,
about that.
We
at
have
some
to
point.
Go now.
That's another time.
Thank
now,
you.
But... Another time. We have to
thank
go to break.
You.
We're
going
to go right, to break.
We have to go to break. We have to go to break.
Okay.
It's
bye, everybody.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. Don't go
break
away.
Something.
We've got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Dave with the cadence.
Introducing the Zumo Streambox from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Zumo Streambox, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Zumo Streambox also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with voice search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Zumo Streambox is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Give the gift of financial independence to someone who is blind.
Penny Forward, a nonprofit organization founded and led by blind people, needs your donation to provide accessible financial education programs to strengthen our community.
Our podcast, online courses, group workshops, and one-to-one financial counseling are helping people like Desiree Christian succeed in their personal, professional, and financial lives.
Chris at Penny Forward really helped me take my own self-imposed roadblocks out from under me, away from me, and went, oh, gee, I can do a thing, even if life is hard. So I did a thing, and Flaunt Your Ability now exists. FlauntYourAbility.com.
Visit PennyForward.com to empower blind people as we build bright futures one penny at a time.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. And we're definitely back. That's right. The phone number to call in is, I hope you can call in, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. I'm turning right over to our co-host. What's his name now? I forgot his name. Oh, my goodness gracious.
George.
No, he's Fred. From Fern Park, otherwise known as Fern Rock. His name is David Hildebrand.
Holy cow, that's me.
I remember.
It's coming back to him slowly but surely.
I only know you 9 years, 10 years. Well, how long I know you, David?
I'd say about 10 years now.
Okay, well, I guess by then time I should know your name.
It's a little fuzzy, but that's okay.
10 years.
So I am glad to be back, and I'm sure most of our listeners caught the first hour. If you didn't, definitely go back to the archives and give it a listen. But a big part of my trip to Indianapolis for the eclipse was due to one of our great sponsors and just an amazing product called the Cadence Tablet. And we are lucky to have the CEO for Tactile Engineering, who make that tablet. Dave Schleppenbach is here, and welcome, Dave. Are you there, sir?
Hello, hello. Great to be here tonight. Great
Hi,
to
Dave.
See everybody
hey, Dave.
Again.
Hey, Dave. Welcome, hey. Both Daves.
You're sounding good, Dave. Appreciate you taking time to be here on a Sunday night. Everything good up in Lafayette?
Oh, another beautiful day today. We had almost 80 degrees sunny weather. Would have been a good day for another eclipse, but we only get once of those per lifetime, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever find the balloon?
We recovered both payloads of both balloons, and we've got our video footage, and we'll be editing that and getting some stuff out for the public here sometime, we hope, later this week.
I was interested in that myself. So real quick, if you would, describe once again the Cadence tablet to our listeners, and then I know you've got some special guests, and I'd love to hear you talk to them for a couple minutes too.
Sure. Well, first of all, I have to say again, thank you, Dave, and thank you, Blind and Beyond Radio. You guys just knocked it out of the park. What a fantastic job you did at the event. We had over 50,000 people show up, and it was really a special opportunity for everyone, not just people with visual impairments or other disabilities that attended, but the general public, NASA, Purdue, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We had the governor of Indiana attend. We had the president of Purdue University attend, who then subsequently rushed to an airplane and flew to Phoenix to watch the Purdue men's team play in the national championship, if you thought you were busy. But great, thank you. I will describe briefly the Cadence tablet. It is a small, portable, pocket-sized device about the size, shape, and weight of an iPhone. And on the surface, it has pins that slide up and down to make tactile images, which can include Braille or raised print or graphics and animation, such as we did for the eclipse, showing animations of the positions of the objects in the sky. And that is manufactured right here in Lafayette, Indiana. And if I remember correctly, I believe you and your wife got to tour the facility, Dave.
As incredible as the eclipse was, going through the factory at Tactile Engineering was probably double the excitement for me. It was amazing, truly.
So, I was so glad we got to give you that tour and got a chance to actually play some music for you under your fingertips as well.
Indeed. Yes, actually getting to see the sine wave actually move on the screen as music is playing is something that would never be thought of before for recording engineers and people like that, and it's just going to change. It's going to change the world for so many people. I can see it right now.
Well, we sure hope so. And aren't we fortunate tonight to have a couple of other guests with us, Greg and Hope, who are part of that change in the world process? And it's sure a great opportunity to have them come on the show, so you don't have to listen to me the whole time.
Welcome.
Welcome, Greg and Hope.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
But before you get into asking questions of them, I got to quick say to Hope that my wife is really bummed she's not here, because she would have wanted to say hi. She was so impressed by meeting you and your knowledge and your passion about the product and everything. She's off to see our niece just had a baby, so she's going to see the baby. But otherwise, she'd be here saying hi to you.
Oh, well, that means a lot. I had a really good time seeing you guys come to the facility. And if you see her, you can tell her I said hi.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be seeing her in a couple of, hopefully in another hour. So, but I'm sure she would want to say hello to you. All right, Dave, take it away, bro.
Well, thank you, Dave. And thank you again to the guests for coming. You know, I'm accused often by my wife and others of being extremely technical and talking about technical things. So I invited Greg and Hope on the show to talk about a few things that are not necessarily technical, but more the personal side of what this event and what the work in the industries we're in means to them. So I would like to start with Greg. Greg, if you would not mind to introduce yourself, tell us where you're from and a little bit about your background.
Sure. I'm Greg Williams. I live in Lafayette, Indiana. I was born with glaucoma, so I've been blind since birth. I have some minimal light perception left at this point. So I went to Indiana University for my undergrad in chemistry and math, which I don't admit too much now that I live in Lafayette, but that's what it is. And then I ended up doing a PhD in computational chemistry. And I have known Dave since, 1997, when he came to set up my computer. So I've been working now, for the last couple of years, with tactile engineering and helping in the Cadence project.
Wow, Greg. Well, let's be careful there on quoting dates and length of time. I might be accused of being old next.
Nice to meet you, Greg. Thank you.
So, Greg, tell me from your experience as someone with a visual impairment attending the Eclipse event, tell us a little bit about how that went for you and what that meant to you to be able to participate.
You know, I have a vague memory of the last time a total solar or near total solar eclipse came through, and when I was in kindergarten. I won't even mention that date. You can look it up if you really want to know. It was 1984, though. And, you know, back then I could see a little light, and so I could see a bit of darkening, but nothing definite. So the idea of being able to actually not just experience the physical, you know, things such as the temperature getting lower. We were 50,000 people, so we were not going to experience what the birds did, et cetera. But, you know, experiencing the temperature getting lower, and I could still see that the sky darkened a bit, but to be able to feel the shape of the sun as the moon moved across it, so you get the crescent, and to feel the corona as the moon moved across, you know, it's just something that I would have never dreamed of doing a few years ago.
Now, Greg, you have some tremendous accomplishments in your life, really, really some amazing things with these technical degrees and traveling overseas, and really a tribute to how hard you've worked and obviously used a lot of technology along the way. What kind of advice would you have for listeners on the show who may themselves be interested in pursuing a new career or maybe have family members who are interested? What is possible for a person with a visual impairment to achieve?
You know, at this point in time, it is really possible for a blind person to do anything that they want to do with the right supports and the right attitude. A lot of it will, you know, one of the first things you have to learn is how to advocate for yourself and to make sure that you have the equipment, the technology, and the education and training that you need. But once you get those things, then yeah, science is hard, but it's no harder for a blind person than it is for a sighted person. Math, same way. You know, any career can be, there may be accommodation. Well, I don't even like to say accommodations. There may be different ways of approaching things, but there's very few careers that are off limits to blind people at this point, and hopefully in the future, even those won't be. Maybe professional basketball player. I'll leave that as a possibility to be off limits, but anything else is definitely doable.
Well, you know, I got some bad news for all the listeners. I think my career as a professional basketball player is stopped before it started myself. So so let me turn over to Hope. Hope, could you take a moment to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how old you are, and what you do for a living?
So I'm Hope Schleppenbach. I'm 20 years old. I live in Lafayette, Indiana. And I've been working at Tactile Engineering for the past 4 years now. And I am an assembly technician. So I work with all the small parts that we use that go into the product. And I build the final Cadence.
Now, you know, today, in today's world, there's a lot of different things that you can do as a career. And, you know, some people have really trouble choosing what they want to do. I know it's always sort of an accident and intention when you start a new career, but what drew you to working in this field, and what do you like the most about working at Tactile Engineering?
Well, what drew me into the field was definitely you and my mom. She was blind, so it led me wanting to do something that could help, you know, include everyone and help people who struggle with stuff like that. And what was the other half of your question? Sorry.
And what do you like about working at Tactile Engineering? What does that mean to you?
It's really cool. It's a very unique job, and I work with a lot of talented people. And it's really important to me being able to change people's lives. And going to the event on Monday was really, really cool. I was really nervous, but I met a lot of people who were super excited, and it brought tears to a lot of people's eyes. And it really changes it for me, because it's like, wow, this is so exciting. This is so new. And I just love doing it for the people.
Let's talk about the event a little bit. I was joking with Dave at the event that this reminded me of some of the music gigs that he and I have both done, where, you know, you might perform for 30 minutes to an hour, but what people don't see is the hours and hours of setup and the hours and hours of teardown. So tell us a little bit about what all was involved in setting up for an event this big, how many people, how much equipment, that sort of thing.
So we had the whole team involved in setting it up. We had to work tirelessly to get all the units ready and make sure that they were prepped and prepared. And when we got there, we had to set up all the tables, and then we went over and set up the booth with a bunch of cool books and it had the Cadence set up. And so I ran the booth for a good majority of the time, and I was just explaining what we did. I was pushing people over to the Cadence side so they could feel a tablet and everything. It was very cool.
Really profound day. And so listeners know we were in Gasoline Alley, it's called, which is the garages that the race car drivers use to actually repair and service their cars and get them ready for the race. Now, Greg, back over to you. I know at one point the drivers there were doing test laps. Did you get a chance to experience the sound and excitement of a test lap from a driver?
Oh, we were very closely located to the track, as you said. We were on Gasoline Alley, pretty close. So we definitely got the full auditory experience of the race cars going around the track.
So being that close to something like that and getting an experience is one thing. But we talked about basketball a little bit earlier. Obviously, this event was at the racing stadium. As a blind person yourself, what other types of events are you interested in? Sports, entertainment? What do you think could be opened up to people to experience in a different way using techniques similar to what we did for the eclipse?
I think obvious one would be baseball, which happens to be the sport that I probably follow the most. But, you know, I think there's opportunities in baseball and in football, basketball. I don't know how much you've mentioned publicly, but we're looking to do some stuff with Indianapolis 500, right?
That's right.
And so I think there's lots of opportunity to either convey data quickly as it changes, or I know we've discussed even doing things where you can see position of players on a field. The motion of the ball as it's pitched, all of those sorts of things are seem very plausible and possible. And for me, you know, I can tell you if I'm stuck watching a baseball game on TV, most of those details are not conveyed. They just chit chat. And so having the ability to actually know what is going on in the game would be fantastic.
I think that is a tremendous idea. Obviously, we will do everything we can to make that happen. We've talked about major sporting events and what great partners we have at the Blind and Beyond radio show. And Dave Hillebrand, if you're not too tired, what do you think about doing some more events like this in the near future?
I'm ready.
I want to go.
We're not totally unpacked yet. Brenda is back, by the way. And
hi, you guys. I was racing and listening through. Anyway. I hope I heard you. I'm so proud of you.
Oh,
Dave, listen, your team and 1G, you guys worked so hard from sunrise, even below sundown.
Truthfully, I don't think I've ever heard of a company where the employees truly are so passionate about what they do. It's obviously not just a job when they come in putting these these devices together and the events too. But
having everybody staring at you while you're trying to set it up,
it's tough for sure.
No doubt about that. It was challenging, and I am very blessed to have just a tremendous team of people.
Folks,
we have.
I have
about
to interrupt. We have
now.
To go to break, but we'll be right
Sounds
back.
Sounds good.
If when we come back after the break, if you have any questions, if you would like to talk to either Dave, then that's the time to call in.
Hope or Greg.
Hope to call in. Yeah, or you would like to ask any question to Hope or Greg. Now's the time after we come back from the break. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is the person who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. And now's the time, if you want to call in and ask any questions, any from Hope to Greg to either Dave. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Now is the time to ask any question you want to call. You've been questioning, you're thinking about something. Now is the time to ask. 407-894-1680.
I know we had Tina out in Colorado that wanted to ask a question about the
she did
about the cadence. So hopefully she'll be calling in here in just a second.
Better say the phone number really slowly.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Can't say any slower than that. Okay, give it back to Dave Hildebrand. Dave, you're back.
All right, I am back, so hopefully we'll get a couple callers. And Chris, just interrupt us when you get somebody, because I know that Tina had some more technical questions for you, Dave. Something about, you know, how many specific dots there are on each display and some things like that. So,
and Dave, and she's in Englewood, Colorado, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's anxious to learn more about it.
So, Dave, you ever go out to Colorado with the cadence yet?
Well, it's funny you mention that. You know, I can't stay still in one place very often.
I know, and that's right.
We have a couple of other folks in the Colorado area, Denver and Boulder, who I've been talking to about bringing the cadence to the great state of Colorado. And so I would love to get the opportunity to try to meet with Tina in person. When we go out there, we hope to get out there late summer, early fall, and and see if we can't get this in some people's hands. But, you know, while we're talking about that, I just want to mention to everyone, what can you do to help bring the cadence to a state near you? Or what can you do to help? Well, we all are in this together. I think if we learn nothing else from the solar eclipse, we learned that it brings people together. And I am excited to tell the listeners that right now there is an opportunity. If you have a child, a family member, or if you yourself are enrolled in a K-12 public school somewhere in the United States, right now, today, there is funding available to purchase a Cadence tablet through the school district at no cost to the student. And if you're interested to learn more, please contact us and we will help you. And you can contact us either through the radio show here or directly at our website, which is tactile-engineering.com. And that's tactile-engineering.com. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel, which is the Tactile Engineering YouTube channel. Search it up. And we have the footage and aftermath of the eclipse event and a bunch of other neat things on that channel as well.
Great. David Schleppenbach, we have Tina on the line from Englewood, Colorado.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Hello, Tina.
Hello, how are you?
We are doing great, Tina. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Dave, I actually met you about 7 years ago, and I was at the Independent Science Conference that 1 year, we went on a tour of your facility where you produce the Braille books and stuff with that huge printer, the Braille embosser and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really fun. So tell me more about this cadence as far as, like, the number of dots per inch, how many dots by how many dots. Are they modular? Can you hook them together for a bigger surface? I have all sorts of questions for you. And I'd love to have a hands-on demo of it anytime you want to come out of here.
Well, I think, coming out to visit Colorado isn't too much of an arm twister. It's about the same as coming to visit Florida. By the time you ask, I've already got the plane tickets ordered, right? So,
Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, so I work for DVR out here. So, I mean, if you want to come and do like a demo for a training or something, man, I would be all over that. I would love to do that.
That is exactly what we've been doing in the states that we've been going to. We work not only with the K-12 schools, but we also work with vocational rehabilitation, which is, of course, called something a little different in each state.
Yeah,
but the basic
concept
the same, helping people to learn jobs. So I'll answer a few of your questions. And what a great... Okay. Blast from the past, Tina. So,
yeah,
you know, the previous business, we made paper Braille and tactile graphics and large print and things that involved sending a physical book or a CD with audio files.
Yeah.
And despite the gigantic printer that we invented, it was very hard to get paper everywhere that was needed.
Yeah.
If you ship that paper overseas, it goes in a boat, you know.
That's expensive. Yeah.
So the Cadence is really the digital equivalent of all those books. I mean, I think now back on the tens of millions of pages of Braille that we produced all could fit on one Cadence. It's really kind of amazing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But to talk about your questions. So there are 384 dots or pixels on each Cadence. And they are arranged with paper Braille spacing to create four lines of 12 Braille cells each as 8-dot Braille cells.
Okay.
So when you do graphics, you can use the dots kind of in the middle, so to speak, to
make
the graphics.
Yep. Yeah, the two between the lines and the three between, or the two between the lines and the one between the cells. Yeah.
You got it.
Sweet.
And then in addition to that, we have the ability to hook up the four of these together. So by Bluetooth. Yep. And I think Dave Hillebrand got a chance to see that. So in the quartet mode, as we call it, you would have eight lines of 24 cells, which is, pretty good amount of
paper. Ooh, that's nice. Okay.
And you know, got the ability to do things like zooming and panning the image. So one of the things we did a lot of when Dave was looking at the eclipse was we were moving the sun around on him a little bit and zooming in to check out interesting features. Maybe a little bit too much, right, Dave?
No, it was just right. And get to check out the features on the moon. It was nuts.
Whoa, that's awesome.
So one of the things we really hope is to let all of the listeners, all of the users determine how they use the cadence. I tend to think of things that have been accused of being nerdy, so to speak, such as eclipses and NASA. But I think Greg made a great suggestion.
Bring it on. Yeah.
There you go. Greg made a great suggestion about baseball.
So I have a quick question as far as the animation and all this kind of thing. I mean, how fast can you track the dots? I mean, if there's a baseball going to be like hit at, you know, 50 miles an hour or whatever, there's no way I could perceive that kind of speed through my fingers, I don't think.
Yeah, I think Dave got a taste of some of that just listening to the music with the visualizer.
That is very, very cool.
Yeah,
and I'll show you. Games too. You got to follow the.
Oh yeah.
The stuff around pretty quick.
Quite a few games. We have a high score table now. Although I think you're gonna have a hard time beating Carson's high score on the Frogger game. Yeah. So Tina, I will tell you, we actually constrain the refresh speed because we can go so fast in hardware that you wouldn't even be able to see the dots move with your eyes.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So there's no limitation to the hardware. On the software side, the user has the ability to control the speed. You have a setting.
Cool. Ooh, so you
slow
okay,
it down
like that.
And speed it up. You can pause it.
Oh, man.
And what you'll find, though, is we have a number of games and activities designed to help you develop the skill to track objects. And in the case of baseball.
That's flipping amazing.
Right, yeah. And in the case of baseball, you'll have, you can imagine a little diamond. And some little dots that represent the players and a dot that represents the ball. And because you're looking at it kind of in a zoomed out view, very similar to how a sighted person watches baseball from the nosebleed seats, the players and ball don't move that fast.
Okay. Yeah, because with perspective, it'd be a further distance, so it'd be a smaller distance.
You got it exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of perspective, another thing that you might be interested in, if you're a fellow nerd like I am, then we have a 3D solid visualizer. We were taking Dave and Carson through the paces on learning to interpret cubes and tetrahedrons and octahedrons as tactile graphics.
Holy cow.
Oh my god,
I was about to say something I shouldn't say on the radio. Oh my god.
Lots of fun stuff.
I want to spend about a good day of time just looking at cool stuff like that. Because I used to have an Opticon before the battery croaked. And, I mean, the one thing I didn't get enough of a chance to see was, like, geometric diagrams and things like that I would have just given my eye teeth to see.
Well, it's funny that you mention an Opticon because we actually kind of nicknamed a mode that we have Opticon mode. And we call it screen mirror. Yep. So you can hook up to a camera and you can actually see things moving around in real time. We've done people holding up fingers and counting how many fingers they have and that sort of thing. It's a lot of fun.
Son of a gun. Whoa, no, this sounds cool.
And of course,
my God,
the eclipse is just another take on that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I want to see as much as you can possibly show me because that is awesome.
Well, we'll be happy to allocate some time. Either myself or one of my colleagues will be heading out to Colorado soon enough, I'm sure. And we'll figure out a way to get to your neck of the woods.
Okay. Let's see. I can go to the website and I can send you my email address or whatever.
Please
if
do.
If that would be work to contact you or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I would be willing to. I just saw for 10 minutes I was able to see a monarch and I was like, I didn't get nearly enough of what I wanted to see out of that thing. Cause I mean, I was kind of bummed cause I couldn't figure out how to get it to graph the graph that I wanted to do and have it show up the same as it did in my head. And I'm like, oh man, I want to touch that in real time besides just seeing it in my head. So
you know, it was
graphing
like, oh,
calculator
man.
Is another great application. We have one built in, and we have a couple different Ooh. Calculators and very handy tool Ooh, when you're trying man. To learn math.
And then I have a friend who actually is into physics and space and wants to actually major in aerospace, get a master's. And so I think her, she'd give her eye teeth to probably see something like that.
Well, thank you so much, Tina, for calling in, Tina.
We appreciate you
oh,
calling,
thank you.
Tina.
Thank you so very much. And then it's pleasure to talk to you again. And I just really want to see that. thank
Listen,
you so
every
much,
Sunday, Tina.
Tina, we're here cool. every Sunday.
Every Sunday, same time.
Okay. Right on. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
Take
Have
care.
A good week.
And we'll fill Bye. You in where, you know, if Dave's making out to Colorado, maybe we can put out a call.
Oh, I already have. We already have.
Anybody wants to call in? Yeah, now's the time fine. To do it. You, down the last cool. few minutes. If you want to call in and speak, okay. now's the time to ask questions. 407-894-1680. You want to call in? Quick now's call. The time to do it. Quick call. 407-894-1680. Any questions? Now's the time to do it.
We can take a quick call, but we're thinking of a lot of people in Colorado that would love to.
Absolutely.
Find out about the Cadence tablet.
I know my friend Judy and Casey certainly.
Right. We were thinking about them.
We were thinking about yeah. them and some other people. Yep. Yeah.
While we're on the topic of travels, I'll just mention briefly for listeners in some of the southeastern states, I will be traveling to Florida at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
And try to visit all of you in there in Orlando if I can. And then at the end of May, I'll be traveling to Alabama for some conferences there. And then again, at the end of June and early July, we have two conferences in the Orlando and Jacksonville area. And, you know, I'm probably forgetting some of the stuff in between, but those are opportunities if you're in Alabama, Florida, possibly Southern Georgia, Kentucky, or Tennessee, we'll make an effort to stop and visit.
That and don't forget exciting. The Indianapolis 500.
And let's not forget about the Indianapolis 500. So we hope if we haven't worn out Dave H. too much, we can bring him right back and participate with a couple of other folks that have got some expertise in racing, including a really awesome gentleman by the name of Dan Parker, who I believe was a guest on the Blind and Beyond show.
He was.
So he'll be helping
me
Dave.
Out, buddy. I'm taking
exciting.
My vitamins.
So we'll put Dan and Dave on the radio with bringing some fun stuff from the Indianapolis 500, which we're going to enable access for people with visual impairments. And we have a sighted audio describer, Jeff, who is a racing fan and has done live audio description for other events, including sports. So I think between the three of them, we ought to have a pretty
Very
good time
exciting.
Of things.
Dave Schleckenbach, I have a question. Did I see an autonomous racing car in one of your videos? Or was it Brenda's video? Somebody had a video.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the things that we are working on with our friend Dan Parker is trying to hook up his racing car to be more autonomous and drivable for himself as a blind driver. Now, he has an audio system that he uses, and his car is just phenomenal. Just being in the same garage with it is exciting.
Wow.
But we're going to be mounting a Cadence tablet in the cockpit and seeing if we can get him to drive an obstacle course using
wow.
cameras and LiDAR by feeling the obstacles in front of him as he drives.
That's
oh,
really
he can
cool.
do it. He can do it. Come on.
Well, thank
Don't
you.
Don't make it too easy on the guy.
It is a beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
It's Dave, Greg,
This was a great
and Hope.
Show. Thank you, everybody.
Dave, Greg, Hope. You
Thank
guys
you.
Are awesome.
Thank you, you guys. I just want to say thanks to everybody up there in Indy. You guys are awesome.
They Thank are. You so much for having us. It was really a pleasure and happy to help anytime we can.
Well, right. thank you Very for coming strong. On board. It was a fabulous show. Please. Thank you so much to both Daves. Thank you so much.
How exciting. We loved it. I can't thank Tactile Engineering enough and, of course, Blind and Beyond. And we're ready for the next adventure ahead. This is the beyond part
yeah,
where
that's
blind
what
and beyond.
Says, right?
That's why it's beyond. Yeah. It's yeah, right. That's why it's called blind and beyond. Beyond
we're talking
words.
Like outer space beyond, you know.
Right. Well, before you and Michael wrap it up, Dave, I'll do my little wrap up. I'd like to remind everybody to join us next week Already April 21st. Unbelievable. With co-host Sheila Young, a guest from Penny Forward, and a guest from Alabama Industries for the Blind, and as always, much, much more. You never know here on the Blind and Beyond Radio
You never
show.
Know.
You never know.
Never know.
So, Dave and Michael.
It's like my song says, anything is possible in this time and this land. So
that's right.
Dave, why don't you tell everybody how to access that song again if they would like to listen again?
Yeah, the song, I Can Touch the Sky. Just hop on YouTube and type in, I Can Touch the Sky. And I bet it's going to pop up. So please give it a listen and maybe even a like if you like it. And you can share with friends. It's about a blind guy checking out the eclipse. So a wonderful opportunity, and made some great new friends up there. Let's do this again next month. We're going to be exploring the Indy 500. So I can't wait. Woo!
Now you're a pro, Dave.
Yeah, some incredible stuff.
Chris Shaw.
I understand. I might be going for a ride next month.
Oh yeah.
A ride of a lifetime, someone was telling me.
There you go.
Dave, we would like to thank Chris tonight, especially that all the audio worked properly.
Yes, right. Chris,
everything
you
came
awesome,
through right
man,
on time, right?
It was not an easy task, and a lot relied on Chris to make, especially the first part of the show, happen. So thank you, Chris. I owe you one, and we love you as always.
Well, he likes corned beef, so.
Right.
There you go. Well,
give him a corned beef sandwich.
He deserves corned beef and more.
And a pickle and french fries.
As our great granddaughter would say, great Gugamuga, it was a fabulous show. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Dave, you did a great job. Great
Thanks,
job.
Man. I appreciated it.
We're so proud of you.
Did a wonderful job.
Well, way out of my intelligence level, but
I gave it a
try for sure.
Never.
So, a wonderful experience.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys and girls out there in Radio Land. You guys make it all possible, and you know, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even bother to be here, right?
That's right. So, that's what it's all about. If remember one thing, we talk, you listen, you could talk, and we'll listen. That's why I say the phone number is 407-894-1680 for next week. Can't do it now, too late to call. But that's why we're here. That's why we need you. Because that's what it's all about.
Right
we need
now.
You because without you there is no show.
Put it in the speed dial right now, 407-894-1680 for next week, you know. Sheila's going to be on. She'll be good. You definitely want to tune in for Sheila. She's always interesting.
I want to thank you all for listening, and thank you for letting us in your homes. And I thank you. Lynn, you did a fabulous job, as always.
You sure did.
Chris Shaw, thank you so much for, let's just say,
for being there.
For being there and not messing up. And it was fabulous today. And Dave, fabulous. All I can say, A plus, Dave.
Michael, you did a great job too, man.
All right.
You kept it all together.
And thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Brenda, for going with David.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yay. Thank you, Brenda.
As always, we always say one thing first. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Love you. God bless. Good night, everybody.